You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Gym Class here at KGYM. Great to have you aboard on this Thursday as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you, Ben on the other side of the glass, Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side. Good show coming up for you. We will talk with Justin Webster coming up in just a little bit from the Cedar Rapids Gazette as we will talk local racing one more time with Justin. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union each and every day right here on KGYM. Check them out online at dupaco.com. They do a fantastic job. Just stop on by. Tell them Scott, Mark, Ben, everybody at KGYM sent you. They've got many, many locations up and down the corridor, and that includes a brand new one that is not too far away from opening up. That is over at the Fountains area on Edgewood Road, just south of the corner of Edgewood and Blair's Ferry on the northeast side. And yeah, we got a good one for you today. Happy Field of Dreams baseball game night day. That makes sense? No, it doesn't, Mark. But good afternoon and happy Field of Dreams game day to you.
Good afternoon and to you as well.
Yeah. I think everybody in the world except you, me, Ben, Todd, and others are up at in Dyersville today.
Yeah, I got up this morning and turned on the television and flipped around to various channels, network and otherwise, and everybody was covering it. And if you're on Twitter or Facebook, you're seeing all kinds of different pictures and videos of the White Sox and Yankees, you know, playing bags on the movie site and just checking everything out and seeing some of the interviews. MLB Network is all over it today with interviews. Kevin Costner is going to throw out the first pitch. Matty Poppy singing the national anthem. It has a very much of an Iowa Field of Dreams type of flavor. And I was just thinking this afternoon, Scott, maybe you can help me. I don't know if I can think of another event held in Iowa that has drawn as much national attention. Maybe our listeners at 319-366-1600. I mean, every outlet's covering it. Everybody's tweeting about it. Fans have started to arrive. It's going to be on national television. I can't think of anything, Scott.
Yeah. Now we've had, obviously the first thing that comes to my mind, probably the closest thing would be IndyCar at the Iowa Speedway. But that was even more of a world platform because you have, of course, Brazilian drivers, Japanese drivers, Canadian drivers, et cetera, et cetera. And being there at Iowa Speedway, it was really cool to see the international media contingent there and to see how they do things and how they do it differently. As far as a national landscape, I think it would be something akin to, say, if NASCAR did come to Iowa Speedway for the first time. I don't believe that is going to happen. Xfinity has been here, but that's a different level, a different platform. But yeah, I'm with you. I think this is something in the sports spectrum anyway that is different. Now we've had non-sports events that I think obviously have captured the national attention, whatever the case may be. But you may be right. This may be in a topic all of its own.
Yeah, events held on Iowa soil. What's bigger than this game tonight? Iowa-Michigan football in 1985 is often a reference point for a lot of things for me. Number one against number two, it attracted a big-time national audience. But it wasn't a one-off. It was a regular season game. And I'm sorry, if you can think of something, folks, let us know. 319-366-1600. The biggest. And let's not forget, this is a regular season game.
Yeah.
It's not an exhibition.
True. True. No, 8186, but thank you very much for thinking about Bowling Night in America. Not quite the national stir that we have here locally. Although, when we get together with the Pin Pals, yeah, anything can happen. I will throw that one out. A lot of people saying between the NCAA first round in Des Moines and the NCAA Wrestling Championship so far. Thank you for weighing in, by the way, on the text line, 5015 and 9006. We do appreciate it. But, I mean, I love wrestling, but I think, would you agree with me, Mark, that wrestling doesn't even have the national panache, if you will, that Major League Baseball does?
No, I mean, it's on ESPN now. Every round is on ESPN, but it didn't used to be that way. I mean, if you want to talk wrestling, what about the Iowa-Oklahoma State match in Iowa City at Kinnick Stadium?
Yep.
That may not have, you know, had all kinds of eyes on it nationally, but it did get national attention.
Very true. Very true. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Has there ever been in the state of Iowa something that has captured the national attention like what we were seeing in Dyersville today? By the way, a lot of traffic in the Dyersville area right now.
Yes. Yes.
They are seeing traffic like they have never, ever seen before in Dyersville at this time. You've got the Yankees and the White Sox that are out on the field right now. They took team photos a little bit earlier on. They're going through the corn. They're doing all the things. It may have had even a local delicacy, I won't say provided by whom, that they partook in. We'll just say that. You know what the thing is that caught my attention? Mark, I'll start with the Yankees. They bust him in. They bust the Yankees in. The White Sox came in shortly thereafter. And my goodness, Aaron Judge is a big dude.
Yes, he is.
Holy cow. You know, and you can tell because, okay, You're looking at the photograph. Oh, yeah. Yep. There's blank, blank, blank from the media. There's blank, blank, blank. Holy cow, Aaron Judge is big.
He's a big dude and an excellent baseball player. And I saw an interview with him on MLB Network. He said the one thing when they were driving into Dyersville, what struck him was all the players put down their phones and were just looking around. I mean, these are guys who are used to living in cities, whether it's their home city or a visiting city. They don't see a lot of corn, Scott.
True.
And they're struck by it as well. Tim Anderson had a great interview saying it's a cool experience. I mean, I just, aside from the ticket prices, I see nothing wrong with this, and Iowans should embrace it, and I think they will tonight.
I think they will. And it was slipped out yesterday that this may become a yearly deal because David Ross, inadvertently, the manager of the Chicago Cubs, let out that the Cubs may be a part of this next year.
Well, that's interesting because Major League Baseball plans to basically tear down the infrastructure of this 8,000-seat stadium, the bleachers, the lights, and all that goes with it after this game. That's the plan anyway. And the field will remain intact. The folks in Dyersville are saying they may hold, they can't hold Little League games on a regulation-sized field, but perhaps other games, Legion, postseason high school baseball games, and whatnot. But if this game was going to continue next year and beyond, why would they tear down the infrastructure? I don't know about that.
Good question. 319-366-1600. Of course, before we get to the text here, there are a lot of people around the state of Iowa saying, hey, why not have it as a permanent venue for the Iowa High School Baseball Championships? I mean, I guess that remains to be seen. That, how cool would that be? I mean, nothing against Principal Park, if it's going to go back there eventually. Nothing against what they did this year between Carroll and Iowa City. But how cool would it be to try to get your team to advance to play at the Field of Dreams?
No doubt about it. And you have some, I mean, I don't know what the Dyersville compares in terms of the size of Carroll, where the 1A, 2A in state tournaments were held.
I think that's smaller. Probably pretty small. It's a little smaller.
Yeah. But it would be a great reward for high school teams.
And you need what? 5,000 bleachers? 6,000-ish? Right in there? I think that could accommodate a crowd. Unless Beckman's playing Cascade.
Right. A lot of text coming in on our discussion. 4702 weighing in. I'm super excited about tonight's game. I can't wait to watch it. But it's not bigger than this year's Iowa-Iowa State game.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about a national landscape here.
Right.
I mean, Fox, as big as Iowa-Iowa State potentially could be on the football field, it's not a broadcast to the entire nation. I mean, there are other football games going on at that particular time. I understand there are other baseball games, but this is overshadowing the other baseball games.
86-83 on the text line. If you're looking just at national attention, I think the Iowa Wave would be right up there with this. Yeah.
True. Interesting.
1307. This is the greatest single day in Iowa sports history. How about that?
We'll see. 319-366-1600. Yeah, 9663. We went over and visited last year before COVID hit and was while it was being construction, and I heard they tore it down when they canceled it due to COVID. I do believe that was the case. And, you know, maybe it's just something they roll in, roll out. I don't know, but we'll see. The field itself has to adhere to major league regulations. You know, they're not just putting somebody out there, the major leaguers out there on a field that's, you know, just your everyday run of the mill baseball park out there. We'll see. I mean, is Major League Baseball going to keep all the equipment back, the groundskeeping equipment? Are they taking that with them as well? They've had a lot of people in there to try to get that field as good as it can. So there are a lot of questions left to be answered, Mark.
Yeah, I think the field and the stadium, both are getting rave reviews from the players and everybody involved, meticulous. The dimensions of the park itself are symmetrical. I think 335 down each line, 3-something in the gaps, and 400 to straightaway center. I think it might be a high-scoring game tonight, Scott.
I think it will.
Lance Lynn on the hill. He's been tough, but I think it's a hitter's ballpark.
Sox have put out their lineup. For the most part right now with the injuries and all, this is the A lineup for the White Sox tonight. Tim Anderson at short, Cesar Hernandez at second, Abreu at first, Eloy Jimenez in left, Yoan Moncada at third, Vaughn at DH, Robert at center, Adam Engel in right, and the man, Zebby Zavala, catching for Lance Lynn tonight.
That's a good, strong lineup that scored no runs against. Well, it wasn't the same lineup.
That was not the same lineup.
No, it wasn't. Robert and Anderson and others were out of the lineup yesterday when the Twins pulled out a 1-0 victory.
They did. And hats off to them. 319-366-1600. Does anyone know if it's turf or sod? I believe it's God's green grass tonight.
Yep. As it should be.
As it should be for the Field of Dreams. And Mr. Costner will throw out the first pitch, as you mentioned. Not a big surprise right there.
My question, and I saw Craig Kimbrell interviewed here on MLB Network not a long time ago. Do you have a catch or do you play catch? Kimbrell plays catch, but because of the movie, Costner playing catch with his dad, the Cancelos, and you want to have a catch. And I think a lot of people have used that. A great interview that Costner had with Bob Costas a few years ago. And Costner was saying that, you know, he's had thousands of reactions to that particular scene. Yeah. When his father comes out of the cornfield and they end up having a catch.
You know what? You've blown my mind right there, Mark. I don't know how to respond to that. Have a catch or play catch. Now, see, every time that happens now, I'm going to think, you know, play catch. Still do that occasionally with, you know, with my son. And mm-hmm. now it's going to be, okay, play catch, have a catch.
He'll look at you and say, what?
What? And I'm going to miss the ball. It's going to hit me in the head because I'm thinking about it. 70-10, I think, puts it in great perspective. I think it's great for the state, especially with all the nonsense going on in the world right now. I would agree.
Yeah, and remember, this game is a year delayed because of COVID. And the people in Dyersville have really persevered in that regard and stayed the course. And fruits of their labor are going to be realized tonight. I certainly hope so, anyway.
319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Thursday Field of Dreams edition of the Gym Class, Yankees have their lineup now. LeMahieu, Gardner, Judge, Gallo, Stanton, Voit, Adore, Higgy at catcher, Wade at short, and Heaney is the pitcher. No Anthony Rizzo.
Well, he's still in COVID right. protocol, I believe.
Correct.
If you're a player, you want to play in this game, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you? I mean, you got to. It's just a really cool atmosphere. Really cool atmosphere, and boy, oh boy, looks like a lot of fun. And tell you what, I wish it was there, but not for, like you said, $800 or something like that.
No, and another interesting topic, and I know you're going to get to it, Scott, but you brought it up in our show prep today. And I don't know if you want to get to that now or not, but quite an interesting observation in your regard.
And I've completely forgotten about that.
Well, in terms of, you know, do you want to have other?
Oh yeah.
Have played in different venues and whatnot, and what other venues would you like to see? Maybe a professional contest be played in, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, maybe even golf, racing. You want to have a race at the Bonneville Salt Flats or O'Hare National Airport or, you know, something like that.
Yeah. What do you think? Is this only held to baseball? Now, we've had basketball games on aircraft carriers. We've had baseball games at military bases. We've had baseball games in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the home of the Little League World Series. Football, not so much. Hockey, of course, in football venues. Baseball venues. What would you like to see out there? 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Our friend Mark is going to the game. You better get on your way. They got two tickets today. So Congratulations to you guys. Traffic is a bear, so you better get on your way. 5820.
Did you see there's a member of the Rusty Nails there?
No. Oh, I didn't. No, I didn't. Who's there?
Jason Cole is there with his son, Cleet, and his dad, Gary.
Well, yeah, Gary's a big Yankee fan.
I'm not sure how he scored tickets, but he's there.
We'll have to find out more information about that. I'm glad for him, though. That's awesome. That's awesome. Good group right
Toby,
there.
Toby on my Facebook page says, Daytona Speedway in the infield would be a cool venue for a baseball or football game.
Well, they've had football game at Bristol in the infield. 4702, an NFL exhibition game in Kinnick. Now, that's not so far-fetched because they're used to play. The NFL used to play a lot of exhibition games in college stadiums. Not so much anymore. As we've talked about on the show, there were multiple NFL exhibition games back in the day here in town at Kingston Stadium. Not going to see that again.
No, we're not going to see that again. We've talked about that before. Joe Wieskamp just missed a three-pointer. But at any rate, those days are gone by. That was 60, 70 years ago, and NFL was quite different back then. But, yeah, those were big events in Cedar Rapids when the NFL came to town.
And, by the way, 5822 with a very good point, reminding us there is another local regional baseball team with a World Series in action this week. Dubuque County in the American Legion World Series down, I believe, in North Carolina. Just played their first game, unfortunately dropped that one, an 8-4 decision to Beverly, Massachusetts. Don't know if I took that away from the scoreboard, Mark, but there you go. Dubuque County did lose today.
I just got a text from our friend Jeff Wessel, who is on his way to Dyersville.
Jeff, watch the traffic.
I wonder if Jeff knows the Cubs aren't playing, or he wants to see some real baseball.
Oh, a shot over the bow right there. A shot over the bow. Oh, boy.
Thanks for listening, Jeff.
Appreciate it. Always good to talk to Jeff. 319.
Just said ouch.
Yeah, 366-1600. Yes. 4702, remembering watching John Elway against Brett Favre at Camp Randall Stadium. Yeah, the Packers would always play a game in Madison. Well, I wouldn't say always, but they would play a game in Madison more often than not. But that was before the days of you even need the preseason games to make some money, to make more money as far as the National Football League is concerned.
8386 has an excellent point on the tax line, and it has kind of, I agree. I've been saying this for the last couple of days about the ticket prices, $375, $85 for a ticket, unless you know someone or you're part of a corporate sponsorship. MLB has a lot to gain from this game. Why did they have such a high price on face value on tickets? 10 times the cost at a regular stadium.
Yeah.
Perhaps because it's only 8,000 seat capacity. I think it's a great question.
It's a one-off, but I would agree. I would agree. But that kind of is the way it is with a lot of these events. Wonder how much it costs for the for a room in Dyersville tonight.
I saw, I think, just south of $300.
Oh,
I think I saw that, and makes me wonder, what did Wessel pay for tickets? I'm sure he didn't pay a dime.
I know now, 7 people up there. 8, because John Lewis is up there. That was
a Yankee fan.
Yeah. So, interesting. Interesting. 319-366-1600 here at 329 as we go through the, add more. 2 more. Our friend Carrie, Mark.
Yes.
And his wife. Also going to the game. We know
Austin unavailable, huh?
Double figures, man. I know, double figures. We could probably peg all 8,000 people before we're done at 4 o'clock today.
Let me add another one, and I'm not sure you were on the show that day. Well, we had Matt Ballvans on.
Yeah, I was not.
He was involved in evaluating the college football playoffs with his company. He and his dad, Jim, are up there.
We're up to a baker's dozen now.
Mine, so, yeah.
We're up to a baker's dozen.
Of course, the lottery opened to people with an Iowa zip code, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on a Field of Dreams Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. I just wish everybody fun up there. I hope it's a great, great evening. I hope it lives up to everybody's expectations. I hope nothing goes wrong. And I hope it's awesome.
What do you suppose, $10 for a beer?
Ooh. Ah. You know what the odd of, I don't know if they are doing this, but here's what they should have done. They should have had the local fair as far as food up at the game is concerned as well. I mean, bring the cattlemen in there, you know, get some ribeye steak sandwiches, things like that. Now, that would have been Iowa Americana.
Right. And I know that Todd gave a shot at making an apple pie hot dog or something like that, a creation by Guy Fieri. That's going to be available tonight, I guess.
I'm going to pass on
what's
that.
More American, apple pie and hot dogs? I don't know. Combination thereof. Yeah, I don't know.
And it might have been great, and I know Todd has been talking about it, and I can't. I think that just does not go well in my food vocabulary together, and nothing against Guy, nothing against the people that came up with it, nothing against the people trying to duplicate it, whatever. It just does not sound good to me.
No, it doesn't, but I admire Todd's effort and ingenuity. He gave it a shot. Didn't quite resemble Guy Fieri's dish, but it didn't look bad.
I'm going to pass. It's a hard pass for me. By the way, this is the one thing that can take away from the first day of the Iowa State Fair.
True. Reminder, this is a regular season game and very important to both clubs, maybe New York more so. Subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, of course, has to do with the Field of Dreams game tonight. The poll question brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Thank you, Steve Anderson, and your team. Which team will win tonight's Field of Dreams game in Dyersville? Will be the Yankees or the White Sox? Haney against Lynn, right?
Yep, Lance Lynn on the mound for the Sox tonight. I know my vote is. But
I'm
biased.
Sure I do as well.
I'm biased. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. 3:33, more before 4 o'clock on the Field of Dreams. Also, we will get your opinions on the latest sports and societal excuse fest. This one coming from our friends in Russia. And we'll get to that coming up. But Justin Webster is going to join us up next. And for one final time this year, we'll talk local racing with Justin of the Gazette when we come back here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Your must-see band, your lucky stadium seat, your favorite restaurant. It's all here in Minneapolis downtown. And now there's even more amazing things to do. From Target Field to First Ave, from the Sculpture Garden to the Stone Arch Bridge, we can't wait to see you because you're the best part of our story. So book a table, grab those tickets, cheer for your team. Do what you love and find new favorites. Visit mplsdowntown.com to see what's happening. See you downtown.
The first bet on Caesar Sportsbook app is up to $5,000 risk-free, people. When I told my team about the idea, they said I was being too wonderful and magnificent. But I don't care how awesome this makes me. I'm doing this for the people. So just download the app, and that first bet is up to $5,000 risk-free. Caesar made an app for the people, people.
Must be 21. Offer valid in Iowa only and for new players. Paid in bet credits. Terms and conditions apply. See Caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
I am Nathan.
This is Sean.
And this is Wanye.
And we are Boyz II Men.
The greatest R&B group of all time is back. Boyz II Men in concert. Sunday, August 15th at 8 p.m. at the Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. Boyz II Men live with Belle Biv DeVoe.
Fat girl is
timeless songs from the heart. Boyz II Men. Sunday, August 15th at 8 p.m. at the Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. Boyz II Men. Reserve seats on sale now at iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair ticket office. Convenience charges apply to all tickets. More info at boyz2men.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Your kids grow up in the blink of an eye. Before you know it, your tiny baby has turned into a fearless toddler. Then soon that fearless toddler is a 5-year-old ready for kindergarten. And before long, they're off. Well, you don't want to think about that yet. Give your kids the best start possible by getting healthy food, nutrition counseling, breastfeeding support, and more from WIC. Learn more at idph.iowa.gov/WIC. Healthy starts here.
And we are back at 3:36. It is a gym class for Thursday on KGYM. A programming note tomorrow with Iowa Media Day going on, and that's taking precedent tomorrow. So we will have ESPN programming coming your way tomorrow instead of our local programs for this Friday. It's a one-time deal, and that'll be coming up tomorrow. So enjoy some ESPN coming up tomorrow, starting at 3 o'clock right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600 tonight. We've got the Field of Dreams game coming your way at 6 o'clock. We'll join up with ESPN Radio's coverage of the Yankees and the White Sox from Dyersville. And should be very, very interesting. And definitely looking forward to that. Go vote in our poll question brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. That at KGYMRadio.com. And one more time this year, before we get back to baseball, there's also a neat story, an interesting story about at BYU we want to get to as well, as well as the Olympics and the Russians. But we're going to talk some local racing with Justin Webster, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, who covers the sport. And Justin, we were kicking around a little bit earlier on. I don't know if you caught it or not, but we were talking about the Field of Dreams game tonight, and
yep,
maybe this is the most nationwide publicity the state of Iowa's gotten on a sporting event. I said the one that may have rivaled it as far as national pub and national and maybe international was IndyCar coming to the Iowa Speedway. If NASCAR Cup Series ever came, I think that would probably rival it. But maybe this is the topper tonight. I don't know.
It has to be, and I live with my 78-year-old grandpa who's got decades on all of us, and he made the exact same statement this morning. If you think about national relevance, well, I personally, as a Cubs fan, don't care about the White Sox or the Yankees. This is far and away bigger than, as a racing fan, even NASCAR coming would be, because baseball is our national pastime, with the exception of football and basketball, you know. But racing, as much as we love it, and a lot of people love it, and it would be a great draw for Iowa, the eyes of the nation are turned on the Field of Dreams. Everybody loves the movie. Everybody loves baseball for the most part. And anybody can turn the TV on tonight and root against the Yankees. I think we all agree on that. So I think nationally, this is it. Unfortunately, as a Cubs fan, it's at least the Chicago teams in there. I'm glad it's not, the Dodgers versus the Yankees here. We have some local relevance. But I think it's far and away the biggest thing, especially when you consider that it's a primetime game, toward the end of the summer. A lot of people are going to be watching. I agree.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, we'll let you stay on, even though, you're not a great White Sox fan.
My favorite thing is that no matter how many more World Series the White Sox win than the Cubs, nobody will care besides White Sox fans.
Oh, that's my favorite thing. Justin, it was great to talk with you. And no, I'm just kidding. As far as racing is concerned, we're getting down to it, man. It's season championship time, pretty much.
Yeah, basically everybody in the next 3 weeks is going to be done. So it starts this week with CJ Speedway. They'll do their season championship. Hawkeye Downs has one more week before they do their season championship next week. And then they obviously have a big weekend. Not only will Hawkeye Downs wrap up next weekend, but then on Saturday they're going to have the Quickstar 100, which is the ARCA Midwest Tour, as you know, will be coming into town. We'll have the 602 late models on the half mile. Benton County has this weekend, and then next weekend they do their final, and then Independence, you'll also races on Saturday. They have the most races left. They have three with this weekend, next weekend, and then wrapping up on the 28th. Then we start to get into specials, which will have some people coming to town to chase some big money, which will mean better racers, better race fields, deeper fields, and a lot more excitement. So no matter what track you go to or what type of cars you like to watch run, the next 3-4 weeks is going to be heavy with opportunity.
Yeah. Well, and that includes, of course, the Boone Nationals, are coming up.
All that, and then once we get a little bit deeper, we'll have some of our local drivers driving back down to Bristol. They're going to plan on doing that again. Boone Nationals brings people from all over the country, including some of the top drivers that are local. Now, one of the guys that we'll have in the Gazette tomorrow, and I've held off on writing about him because he is, I would say, far and away the most popular driver that's not named Tony Olsen in the area, and he's even further and away the most hated driver, and he knows that, and that's soon to be 20-year-old Caden Reynolds. So he is running away with the hobby stock title at both Independence and Benton, and he basically, for those that don't know, how you collect a national championship, the points are the top 25 finishes that you have in your first 50 starts. Well, he's already got 26 wins, so he's maxed out on points. He can collect up to bonus points for 2 track championships, which he's looking to do. And at that point, it'll really just come down to his car count at his home tracks versus the other national challengers. So we could have not only, and you mentioned Anthony Rizzo earlier, I believe, Chris Bryant for the Cubs, I'll barely mention the Cubs part of it, but he famously won Minor League Player of the Year, National League Rookie of the Year, and then MVP on back-to-back-to-back seasons, and Caden Reynolds could essentially do that, being the National Rookie of the Year 2 years ago, the Junior National Champion last year, which basically is anybody that is 18 or under before February, which he slid into, and then this year he has a really good chance at that National Championship, and we've had local people win that before, but it'd be great to have the National Champion for the Hobby Stock class here in Cedar Rapids. And the next year, Caden plans, for his 20s to either go out and chase money or he's hoping to maybe move into a stock car, which would be very exciting for a lot of people around here. And we won't see him go into a sport mod because his uncles, Tony and Kyle, already race those. And their family kind of looks at it as we don't want 3 people in the same class because only one guy can win. Bad enough if they've got 2 guys always getting first and second, but they don't want to do 3. But Caden Reynolds should be a good story. We'll see tomorrow. And he's a really humble kid. This kid gets yelled at by adults. He gets cheered by children. And one of the cool things you'll see in the story is he's won so many trophies, he could probably own a second house for them. But he gives them away to the little kids every week because he sees himself. He literally in an interview called himself a kid 10 times. And I had to remind him, no, you are an adult now. But he sees himself as a kid and a kid ambassador to the little kids. And he feels like if he can get all the little kids excited about him and racing and get trophies in their hands and, you know, get them behind the wheel at an earlier age, then he can help thrive the sport as it builds. And, you know, it's the thing he loves, and he wants to help create a deeper pool of talent here in Iowa.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. And I tell you what, you get to this time of the year, and like you said, points are first and foremost in a lot of people's minds. And, you know, you, especially the IMCA guys, because they're going, okay, what do I need to do to get this championship? A good example is, you mentioned Tony Olson, and Tony right in it as far as independence, and Vinton is concerned, of course, but out of it at Marshalltown. So Tony's now coming to Hawkeye Downs and bringing guys with him. So we thank Tony for that. And but, you know, it's just it's a point situation. We understand it. He understands it. And we're just grateful he's coming out.
Absolutely. And I mentioned before, and I'll mention again, Tony Olson may be the guy that helps rejuvenate Hawkeye Downs from the driver's side, because he lives 5 minutes from the track. And in his perfect world, he'd spend every Friday at Hawkeye Downs. So as you mentioned, he's been bringing drivers with him, telling them how great the setup is and how beautiful of a track itself is, and the layout and the parking and everything's convenient here at Hawkeye Downs. Why not do that? And tomorrow, I encourage people to come out if you haven't. We're running out of weeks, and we have four of the five classes that race weekly at Hawkeye Downs with less than 10 points separating first and second place. You've got Austin Slaubaugh and the Legends, Corey Crispin and the Hornets, Richard Nelson in the Hobby Stock, and Patrick Flanagan, who's local, in the Sport Mod. And none of them have more than a 9-point lead. So come on out to Hawkeye Downs, watch exciting racing. Like you said, it gets some people switch their tracks because they get late in the season and points start to matter. Some people also try to change their driving styles, and things get pretty wild and exciting out there when two guys need to finish in the same spot. And there's obviously only one spot. So I'm excited. Saturday, Independence. Sunday, Benton. Sunday, we have the Enduro race we don't want to forget to tell people about. They've got the 70-themed one, so that'll be awesome. We'll see a lot of crazy cars out there, I'm sure. And then next week, we get 2 days of racing as well at Hawkeye Downs with the big Quickstar 100 with the ARCA guys out here. So doubling up the last couple weekends with the point championships next week, there's no reason to be sad if you're a racing fan. You don't have to spend $900. That's the best part.
No, yeah, definitely don't. And should talk a little bit about it's Knoxville Nationals week. And again, like we have talked about before, if the bucket list items in the state of Iowa, you know, Iowa State, Iowa State Fair, Drake Relays, things like you, even if you're not a race fan, the Knoxville Nationals are a place you need to go to once.
And they rekindled my love for racing because 9 years ago, it would have been when I moved. It was this weekend 9 years ago, I moved back to Iowa from Vegas for the first time. And I had just taken the job as doing play-by-play in sports in Pella for the Pella Knoxville race, the radio station. And I had no idea, even though I grew up in Marengo, how busy it gets for, you know, an hour in every direction. And I was trying to move from Vegas to Iowa and find a hotel to stay. And we were lucky to find a room for like $200 in Newton because everybody fills in every hotel, every bed and breakfast, everything. And it's so exciting. There's golf courts, golf carts take over the town. You've got, it's basically Rag Bri for Knoxville, but every single year for 7 to 10 days. And like you mentioned, it's like nothing you'll ever see. The cars are tiny and fast, and they get going 110 miles an hour on their back stretches. And it's a lot of excitement. And it's just something very, I don't want to say childish in an immature way, but there's something that takes you back to your childhood, just hearing that sound. And it's a great experience. I encourage anybody, it can be hard to get tickets, but if it's not this year, in the future, put that on your bucket list. Because it's in Knoxville and Pella, great towns to go roam around and try to get lost. It's hard because they're not that big, but go get some, you know, Dutch letters, get some great Yarsma bakery treats and all that stuff. Oh, someone should send me some sausages from that town because that's my favorite thing I miss. There's great, it's just all around good experience. when you're doing a lot of sporting events here in Iowa, we really do them right. And Knoxville Pella has the Nationals down.
And
I think they've been doing it 50-some years now. I think it was 50 years when I was there last 10 years ago. So
yeah, they've been doing it very well. And you must go to, if you're going to the Knoxville Nationals, you must stop at Dingus.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's all we'll say.
That's all we'll say. People need to find out for themselves.
Yeah, it's something to be experienced, no doubt about that. And
sure.
All right, we'll look for that again for Caden Reynolds. And Justin, thank you very much for all the insight this summer. Awesome stuff, and we'll see you at the racetrack, all right?
Excellent. Thanks, guys. Be safe.
All right, Justin Webster joining us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, talking some local racing with us. And we'll take a break, come back, and have more for you after this on KGYM.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Dutch Boy DuraClean exterior paint and primer in ones. Durable, weather-resistant coating stays clean and keeps your home looking beautiful. A gallon of flat paint is $29.79 after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through August 14th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Army National Guard plays a vital role in your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals, delivering food, supplies, and medicine, keeping communities safe, making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at nationalguard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are back. It is 3:50 here in the gym class on KGYM, and our thanks to Justin Webster for joining us. Batting practice going on, Mark, at the Field of Dreams right now. So the Yankees, I believe, no, the White Sox out there right now. So still pictures of everyone emerging from the corn. If you want to see people emerging from corn, go to Twitter or social networking right now, because that's pretty much all there is at this present time.
As it should be, and we're a little more than 2 hours away from that game beginning in Dyersville. Again, very much looking forward to it. The White Sox favorite in this game with Lance Lynn on the hill. And you can vote in our poll question at KGYMRadio.com as to who's going to win this game.
Yeah, please do. A couple things to get to before 4 o'clock. One of them out of the campus of BYU, Mark, kind of a very interesting story today.
It is indeed. A local protein bar company has decided to pay tuition for the 36 walk-ons on the Brigham Young football team. The BYU tuition is a relatively inexpensive $5,970 a year. So for the 36 walk-ons, that bill for the protein bar company is going to be just short of $215,000. That's not really significant to me. The significant part now is that BYU is going to have what's 85 plus 36, 120 scholarship players in essence. And I think this could be a problem in the name, image, and likeness business.
Yeah. Well, are we hearkening back to the days of, Devaney and Osborne and Nebraska with 145 on the sidelines, all on scholarship and all waiting their turn to jump into that offensive line, et cetera, et cetera. That's when Nebraska was Nebraska, folks. When they could do that. But that is something I don't think that perhaps the NCAA and who knows how long that organization is going to stay together, especially after decisions made like yesterday, but they didn't take into consideration.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out because Provo is not Eugene where Nike is located, and it's not L.A. where USC and UCLA play, where there's so many other opportunities and perhaps protein bar companies to pay for walk-on scholarships.
So you got that going on. And in the another great example of 2021 where nothing is my fault or your fault or our fault when this something didn't go well, the Russians are now saying that the Olympics were fixed, Mark. The Tokyo Olympics were fixed, according to officials and commentators in Russia. Now, have they looked at the fact that they were called the Russian Olympic Committee and not Russia? Because some of the top athletes in Russia were banned from the Olympics due to doping. Did they ever think about that? No.
Of course not, Scott. And it's the Russians are blaming the United States and other countries for basically fixing this Olympics. Run faster, throw harder, wrestle better.
The lowest finish in medals for Russia since 1912. And according to a lot of Russian names that I am not going to try to pronounce, we have a new word, by the way, Russophobic, Mark. Did not know that it existed, but it's Russophobic. The world is Russophobic, headed by the United States.
You got our elections, we got your Olympics.
These Olympic Games stink. That is a direct quote from one of the commentators. As they also said that Americans are freaks, moral freaks. This is very good stuff right here. I don't think it's going to get very far, but again, no one ever loses. It's always someone else's fault.
Exactly.
So there you go. 319-366-1600. We will be off tomorrow. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. They're going to talk with a couple of folks who are up in Dyersville. Is our count still at 13? Ben, 13. We're still at 13 people we know? Okay. 13. Baker's dozen that are up there. Well, if we count media, we know more than that. But we're counting the 8,000.
Yeah, it could be a couple dozen by the end of the... let's squeeze in an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard before the end of the show here. Real quick, the Wyndham Championship, Zach Johnson making his return to the PGA Tour after being after having sat out because of COVID. He shot a one under par 69 in his return, a bit rusty. He is seven shots behind leader Russell Henley. Zach will go off about noontime tomorrow. In Major League Baseball, we got the big game tonight. We got some finals in the books. If I can get to that, sorry. Oakland has defeated Cleveland 17-0.
Just nipped them.
Milwaukee on top of the Cubs in the sixth inning, now 13-1, Scott. New York Bats ahead of Washington 2-1 in the sixth. End of the third, Baltimore on top of Detroit 1-0. Tampa Bay leading Boston 1-0 in the fourth. Into the third, Texas leading Seattle 1-0. Finals, first of two, New York Mets have defeated Washington 4-1, and the Cardinals have defeated Pittsburgh 7-4.
17-0, Oakland beat Cleveland. By the way, Jake Arrieta, no longer a member of the Cubs. He has been given his release by the Chicago Cubs. And
115 wins in 12 seasons. Not a bad run for him.
But not good this year. All right, Mark, you are off tomorrow, and we will have ESPN Radio in the afternoon on all of our frequencies, so stay tuned for that. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be back with you on Monday. Iowa Media Day coming up tomorrow, Field of Dreams, and the weekend in sports. We'll get to all that coming up on the Monday edition of the program. Enjoy the baseball tonight, Mark.
I certainly will. You have a great weekend. We'll talk Monday.
Yep. 6 o'clock tonight, the White Sox and the Yankees from Dyersville. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
Earn cash back on tutus, dance lessons, and tiaras, so I can get a little more towards something for me.
Or Operation...